The Torah in Parshas Re once again shares with us the kashrus of animals. Animals, you know, have to have certain qualifying factors to be kosher. And the Torah tells us that they need the two. They bring up their cud, they chew their cud, and they have split hooves. And then the Torah gives us examples of animals that only have one. For example, the camel, the rabbit, they chew their cud, but they don't have split hooves. And the pig, while it has split hooves, it doesn't chew its cud. And the Klei Yonker asks, one second, why does the Torah share it in this way? Why does the Torah not just say, the camel, the rabbit, the pig, these aren't kosher, they don't have both signs? Why does the Torah delineate in a way in which it says, it has one, but it doesn't have the other? Why would the Torah say it in such a way? And the Klei Yonker answers beautifully, Aderech HaDrush, not only an answer that helps us understand the kashrus of animals, but really the kashrus of our own lives. The Klei Yonker answers, because the Torah is alluding to the fact that it's even more severe in these ways because it appears to be kosher. It gives the facade, the impression that what this is a kosher animal. It makes it even worse than animals that have neither of these qualities. If I have no qualities, I know that it's not kosher. But when you hide behind the sense, oh, it has one, then it makes it worse. It makes it worse because it's not being genuine. Besides just talking about kashrus of animals, it's true about the lives in which we live. The lives in which we live are supposed to be whole, genuine, tochel kiboru, as the Gemara says in Brachos, inside and outside. And Rav Pam offers, based on this Klei Yonker, a beautiful idea on why the Gemara in Shabbos calls a person an Adam Kosher, an upright person. And Gemara says, what does it mean an Adam Kosher? He's good to Shemayim and he's good to people, meaning he performs mitzvos, ben Adam lamakom. He does everything, he davens, he learns, he keeps all the mitzvos, and also he's ben Adam lachaveru. He's a good person, he's pleasant, he's nice, he's caring, he's compassionate, he's sincere, he cares about people, both of those. Rav Pam says, because there are some people that will go to great lengths to fulfill mitzvos, ben Adam lamakom, beautiful mitzvos, beautiful esrogim and sukkahs and seder plates and whatever it may look like. They might have wonderful, deep, passionate, sincere bin Adam Lamakum. However, and while they might daven beautifully, that is, and it's wonderful, but there is no bin Adam Lachaviro. They have, they're mean, they're angry, they're hurtful, they're not sensitive, they're not compassionate, they don't have good shalom bias. And says Rav Pam, that shortcoming is worse than when it's displayed by a person that has one of these kosher signs. Because when I have one of the kosher signs, oh, that appears that I'm on my way, that I'm doing the right thing. But in reality, we need both of these things. We can't hide behind the fact that I might do this part of my Judaism well, but not the other part of my Judaism well. We are an entire, our Yadus, our Yiddishkeit is based on being the whole person. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom. To be an Adam Kosher. To be both of these signs, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom. Just like the animals have the two signs. Signs that if you don't do both of them, if you have one of them, it appears worse. Our job is to synergize them both, is to work with them both, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our total being, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Makom.